Welcome to Thirsty Thursday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
So, guys, okay. Before, I just wanted to let you know, I saw breaking news. Andor, the Disney Plus series, It hasn't come out yet, but it's already been renewed for season two.
Hell yeah. Is it Andor? Is that what it's called? Yeah, it is. This is Cassian. Cassian Andor. You're right. Yeah. I thought it was called Cassian, but you're right. It's Andor. Diego Luna. Uh-huh. Oh, I'm pumped.
He's the one who leaked it, because he was like, yeah, we're about to film Dune 2, and then after Dune 2, I go back to film season 2 of Andor, and then Disney was like, well, shit, yeah, I guess we renewed it.
Oops.
So
what are they gonna do? Fire me?
I'm the lead. Exactly. Okay, so we all saw this week's version of Book of Boba Fett, which for some reason has morphed into not Book of Boba Fett, and it's just a trailer for things to come, TV shows that we will see in the future. I think that's the main complaint, is like people are like, so we got like a six, because there's only one episode left. And they're like, wait, so we've gotten a 6-episode series of Boba Fett, but we've only actually gotten 4 episodes of Boba Fett.
Well, yeah, 7 episodes total. Episode 7. Okay, so just to reiterate, like, this is last week's episode for everybody. This isn't, because this is Thursday. Mm-hmm. There would have been the finale would have been yesterday, yeah. And we have not seen the finale yet. So we are a week behind here. But yeah, like those are 7 episodes, 2 have been about the Mandalorian, but I will say it's called the Book of Boba Fett, but it's still part of the Mandalorian story. Like that Kathleen Kennedy, when she told the investors group back in like 2020 or whatever, 2021, I guess, not 2020, December of 2020, she told them like, we're going to see more of the Mandalorian in December of 2021, which is when this started, or like we're going to see the next chapter in his story or whatever, you know? And so it's like, people are like, oh, the main season 3 is coming out in December. And it was like, no, Book of Boba Fett is still just a continuation of that story. And it's just, we're seeing some of Boba Fett's story too. Like it's supposed to focus more on him, but we're going to get more of the Mandalorian. It was exactly what's happened. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm fine with it. I'm like, whatever. But it has been absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. It is can we just get it out of the way and say that deep fake of Luke Skywalker is the best thing that I have ever seen as far as a deep fake goes. And it is, I know Doug was like, oh, we're almost there. But I will tell you that 90% of the time I was like, oh, we're there. And The only one time came when he was talking to Ahsoka and you saw the lips not match up to the audio. And I was like, oh, this is okay. So this is, they still need to work a little bit on this.
There was some fuzziness around his face at one point too, where it was just like, that didn't comp so well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But overall, dude. So like Mark Hamill didn't record any dialogue. It was all using that program again. To deep fake his voice. And like in a movie way, like I think it's cool. I think there's a lot of obviously, and I think they even talk about this in that behind the scenes thing from last season where like just how dangerous this is really, like it can be, could be when it gets too good. But at the same time, like I would take an entire show of Luke this way. I don't know how you do that without like, you have to pay Mark, right? Like he's credited on the show. He has to be getting a paycheck for his likeness and his voice. Yeah. But I don't know what, or if he didn't show up, he did not show up for this. Like he did, apparently like he did for, Mandalorian. So I'm very curious, like how that works. It might be in his contract.
It did say like it gave him credit for the role.
Mm-hmm. So, it's Mark Hamill, like regardless, it wasn't, but it is, you know what I mean? Like I don't care who the body double is. Mm-hmm. I don't care who programmed the voice. You know what I mean? Like, that's Mark Hamill. Like, fuck everything. That was Mark. So,
mm-hmm.
Yep. But it is to a degree. Like, I mean, it is still his voice. It is still his face. Like,
so when The Mandalorian came out, there was a YouTube who did it better. Mm-hmm. YouTuber who did it better, and everyone was like, holy shit, they should have hired this guy. And then they did.
Lucasfilm. Yeah, it's apparent.
It's apparent that he's the one who fucking did this.
Yeah, or at least was a part of the team and helped them do it the better way.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so it is absolutely mind blowing. Because he was like, it could be even, because he came out and was like, he goes, yeah, I did this, but I didn't have access to their archives. If I had access to their archives, I could make it look like fucking as real as I could, you know, it could be.
Yeah.
And Disney rang him up. They're like, hey, need access to our archives, eh?
He had a job within like a week, dude. Like, it was insane. Good. Yeah. Awesome. I mean, they literally released his like, what, a week or two after? Mm-hmm. Was like, look, I made it just a little better. And yeah, the dude, Lucas was like immediately like, you want a job? Which this should have been our first fucking clue. Mm-hmm. Like, we should have known that they were going to like, I mean, you know, it's like, oh, cool. They're going to bring him for Deepface. Maybe we'll see. But like, of course they're going to bring him in to do Luke again. Mm-hmm. Like, and do it good and better because they wanted to give him a bigger role. Mm-hmm. Dude. I know for years I've been saying like, I'm over like the Skywalker family stories and stuff. And that's one of the things I've liked about The Mandalorian is that like, even though we have those cameos and stuff, like it's fun to have this character who has like little to do with the Skywalkers. But I, after seeing that, mm-hmm. 100% we'll take a Skywalker show. Are you fucking kidding me? Yes. The fact that we can do it now. Yes.
Yep. That's what I thought too. And so I just, oh my God, I was mind blown. And then, I almost fucking cried. I like when Ahsoka was like, just like your father. And I was
just like your father.
And then I looked over at Colin. I'm like, they're talking about Annie. And it's like, get yourself to fucking together, man.
I want to see, and maybe it'll be in the Ahsoka show. I want to see when she's running around with the rebellion and stuff, and they're like, oh, General Skywalker. Like, I want to see her, like, excuse me, who?
Mm-hmm.
The fuck you just say? Mm-hmm. Who? Oh, General mm-hmm. Luke Skywalker from Tatooine. Excuse me, from where?
Yeah. Like, so what now?
Yeah, so how the fuck?
Yeah.
How did no one know? His name, Luke Skywalker from Tatooine? Oh, you mean where Anakin Skywalker was from?
They,
you
know, kept
Darth his fucking Vader? Like, what the fuck do you mean, Luke Skywalker?
Like, that's the biggest flaw in like that they've ever created was the fact that they still didn't change his last name. They were just like, yeah, it's fine. We're putting him into hiding, but he still has the last name.
Unless they, like, retcon it also in, like, a... Oh, dude, Skywalker's a fucking, it's Smith. You know what I mean? Like, that's the most common name on Tatooine. Everyone's a Skywalker. And then it's like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sure. But like, yeah, like, oh, that's a, you know, I don't know, because his mom was like a slave, right? So like, oh, that's just, I hate to say this, this is just a slave name. Like, everyone got Skywalker. You know what I mean? Like, all the slaves got Skywalker. There are dozens of them out there. So how are we supposed to know? I don't know. The one that lived with Owen Lars and Beru Lars, you know, the mm-hmm. fucking stepbrother of, like, there's just so many things. Like, how did he not know? How did no one know? I don't know. This is some dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
Some dumb shit. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know how he didn't know.
But it was a fantastic episode. And then we get the end reveal at, oh my fucking God, I about lost my shit when they made him live action canon. I know he's been in like the animated stuff, but like to have him here, like real,
mm-hmm. motherfucking Cad Bane, dude. When it was just his silhouette, I was in my office watching it work, and I was just like, I'm like, oh my, like they did it. Cause we've been talking, like my coworkers and I have been talking, like all big Star Wars nerds, but we're just talking, like, okay, they did a fight scene between Finnick and Cad Bane in The Bad Batch. Mm-hmm. I was like, so they have beef. Mm-hmm. Like, so he's going to show up. He had beef with Boba Fett in the Clone Wars cartoon. Like, he's going to show up. Like, he's, you know, like, I don't know who Boba Fett's going to call to his aid for this big war, but like, why wouldn't you call Bosk and Dengar and the crew that you ran with when you were a kid or whatever, like these other bounty hunter associates of yours? You know, and I was like, oh no, like Cad Bane, but I was like, oh, but Cad Bane's a dick. They don't get along. Like, oh, it'd be crazy if he worked for the other team, like, or the other side, right? Like for the Pike Syndicate. Mm-hmm. And so when his fucking silhouette, I was just like, oh, it's him. Here he comes.
And then, sorry, Cal, go ahead.
I was going to say, I didn't know anything about that character, but I was in my office and I saw him pulling up and I was like, the first thing I yelled out was, oh shit, it's finally a Duros. Cause I've never seen one, you know, like I've never seen one outside of Knights of the Old Republic or, you know, like the little, very little times you see them in this, you know, what was it like episode, you know, when they were showing the bounty hunters or whatever.
Mm-hmm. You see them. Duros, they're in A New Hope. They're in the cantina in,
yeah,
in there. And then, yeah, in the Old Republic. And then you played, did you not play Battlefront 2, the story in Battlefront 2?
I did not, no.
Oh, there's one of the main characters.
Is a Duros, yeah.
Is a Duros, yeah.
Oh, okay. But this is the first, yeah, seeing him, like, in, like you said, like, in person. Or, like, for real. Like, it was awesome. And I didn't even know they had sharp teeth like that. So now, like, I'm going to have to go adjust Kale's character.
I don't think they do. I think Cad Bane sharpened his teeth.
Oh, fucking badass, dude. That, yeah. He's such a badass entrance. And it sucks that we lost someone from that exchange, but what a badass entrance.
Maybe. Did we? If it happens off camera, it doesn't really happen. He isn't really dead.
Cobb Vanth got shot in the shoulder.
He's shot in the shoulder. He's good.
You think? He was like, yeah. I thought they...
Shoulder. There's no way they get rid of him.
Mm-mm. I hope not, because that dude was awesome too. But you know what? I was thinking during his role, at least in this episode, and especially after watching the most, just going back and watching Community's paintball episode mm-hmm. with the Cowboys, man, to have Sawyer, the actor who played Sawyer from Lost, to take that role would have been pretty awesome. I can't remember what his name is, but like you think of him and like
Josh Holloway.
Josh Holloway, thank you. Josh Holloway would be a fantastic sheriff or something in like the Mandalorian universe.
Who plays that character? I forget his name.
But that dude did a great job too. Like, he's fantastic.
Oh, super someone. Justified. What's his fucking name? Oh yeah, my god, I love him so much. He's so he's such a good best. Actor.
And he was in not only Justified, but he also did the Cowboy Show.
Timothy Oliphant.
Yeah, Timothy Oliphant. So I do want to say that he was miscast as in this role. And I only say that because of the fact that I think he would make a perfect Kyle Katarn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm like, that man would have fucking made an awesome Kyle Katarn, and I'm pissed off that they put him in as a gunslinger in Mando. But I mean, he's perfect for it too, so.
He was a gunslinger and Justified. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. he Timothy Oliphant was in Deadwood on HBO, where he played a sheriff.
Yep.
He was a sheriff in
Justified.
Like, that's the homeboy's, like, resume.
Yeah.
Yep.
He was the voice. Did you guys ever watch that really shitty animated movie, Rango, with Johnny Depp?
Yeah. It's been a long time.
He was the voice of the gunslinger in that too. When he comes across the cowboy, it was Timothy Oliphant was the voice. It was supposed to be like a Clint Eastwood like character, and it was Timothy Oliphant doing the voice. Like,
makes sense.
Again, homeboy has a casting type. It's either handsome man, a la The Office when he shows up as that one sales rep that they from the other company that they hire that's in on the road, and then sheriff or. But again, handsome man in the zombie series with Drew Barrymore. What was that called? Santa Clarita Diet.
Oh yeah, I didn't see that. I kind of heard. Oh. I have to watch that. I heard good.
It's a shame it got canceled after 3 seasons because it didn't end. They didn't get a true ending. But like, he is the best part of the show. He's so fucking funny. Wow. Sorry, I'm eating.
No, that's you're fine. You're good. So that was phenomenal. Like, that was just an awesome episode. I can't wait to see what the conclusion is of it. I don't know if this is a standalone or if we get a second season. I would assume that we'll get a second season. Anyways, fantastic shit. Fantastic. I guess, Kev, you're not caught up on Peacemaker, so I guess we can't talk about that.
Sorry.
But
been good.
It's been phenomenal. It's one of my favorite shows. It is just fucking hilarious. I think everybody should watch Murderville. That is a absolutely fantastic show so far. That is the one with what's his nuts.
I like how we can't think of anybody's names in the morning.
Ever.
This is
it's Joe Bluth.
It's Will Arnett.
Will Arnett, yeah, Joe Bluth.
And it has every episode has a different star come in. And it's a scripted show, except for they don't hand a script to the guest on the show. And then Will Arnett has to kind of guide, but also at the same time improv with the guest, and they have to try to solve murders together, and it is fucking hilarious. So
that sounds fun.
Yeah, it just came out on Netflix, so everybody should watch that.
Nice.
I saw a clip with Camille Nanjiani and just them walking down the hall. Have you seen that episode yet? I don't know if you've watched this episode. Oh god, I saw a clip where he's like, oh, I'm gonna be the good cop and you're gonna be the bad cop. Oh, it was okay. So, like, I'm bad? No, there's something wrong with you. it was like, I need just a real ugly walk. And so, like, and it's funny watching them trying, because they laugh, they break. Like, yeah. You know, it is what it is. But, like, it's them trying to hide it. Like, he starts walking, and you see Will, like, he's like, okay, you need a breathing problem too. And he's like, like walking up, and then they get there and he just goes, hello, how can we assist you? Like completely stands up straight. It's so fucking funny. I need to watch it.
Shit. So anyways, that's my quick, I'm just giving you, I'm not going to run through all my stuff cause we've talked so long. I'm not going to run through everything that we've talked about, but that's my, I'll give you that one suggestion on what to watch. So I think everybody should watch Murderville.
I'm almost done with Miles. Well, okay, I already beat Miles Morales again on the PlayStation 5, and I'm working through trying to get that platinum, so I got to beat the game.
Hell yeah.
On New Game Plus, and I have a couple of other achievements I have to get as well, but that's what I'm doing.
Nice. We finished Archive 81 on Netflix, which I highly recommend. It is it's labeled as an American supernatural sci-fi mystery horror streaming television. It was basically,
that's a lot of words.
Yeah. The series is based on the podcast of the same name about researchers cataloging the video archive of a missing filmmaker. It's really fucking good. It's 8 episodes. Looks like it sets up for a season 2. And look, man, I hope with Netflix these days, who knows if it'll get renewed. I hope it does, because this show was awesome. Good horror, good suspense. Go watch it. That's what I recommend this week.
Yeah, I'm about halfway through with that. It's been pretty good.
Yeah, I'm digging it.
Really trippy.
It's really a slow burn too, but yeah, once it starts kicking off, like it gets real trippy.
Awesome. All right. Well, that's it for your Thirsty Thursday. Tomorrow we got Fan Friday. Until then, I'm Jeremy.
Doug.
I'm Kevin.